Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 27, verses 35 through 42a. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots, and sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him: "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself." Devotional. The crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus is the singular most important event in human history. Scandalous to Jews and foolishness to Greeks, the cross was the ultimate manifestation of the glory of God. The world's way were condemned, the devil was dethroned and defeated, and God opened up a way through the blood of Jesus to a life of loving union with him. However, the arena in which we live out our relationship with God is not the prayer closet, but our relationships with one another. Author Richard Rohr has written a lovely prayer that shows us how our life with God cannot be separated from our life with others. They really are, as Jesus taught, two sides of the same coin. I invite you to contemplate this prayer slowly, allowing each truth to inform your life and your relationships. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for becoming a human being, so I do not have to pretend or try to be a God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for becoming finite and limited, so I do not have to pretend that I am infinite and limitless. I thank you, crucified God, for becoming mortal, so I do not have to try to make myself immortal. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for becoming inferior, so I do not have to pretend that I am superior to anyone. I thank you for becoming weak, so I don't have to be strong. I thank you for being willing to be considered imperfect and strange, so I do not have to be perfect and normal. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being willing to be disapproved of, so I do not have to try so hard to be approved and liked. I thank you for being considered a failure, so I do not have to give my life trying to pretend I'm a success. I thank you for being wrong by the standards of religion and state, so I do not have to be right anywhere. I thank you for being poor in every way, so I do not have to be rich in any way. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being all of the things humanity despises and fears, so I can accept myself and others in you. As Rohr says, we can be thankful for God's call for us to die to the manipulative and controlling ways of the world in order to embrace the crucified way of Jesus. Why? Because it is the pathway of Jesus to a life of power and resurrection. Question to consider: which line in the prayer do you identify with most? Why? Prayer. Lord, so much inside of me resists following you to the cross and living a life of brokenness and vulnerability. Grant me courage to follow you all the way, whatever that might mean. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.